happened on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
First style issues are sold.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this is so great to have Jake Johnson back on with us. One of the probably top three people we've ever had on this program, and you know him, of course, from New Girl. You know him from Minx, which is in season two. It's a hilarious show, and he's back on with us. Jake, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes!
Champ.
The Kingdom roared back in the Super Bowl. Man!
You know, I got to say, in watching it, it's, you know, Mahomes, I'm from Chicago, so you guys are living through the Michael Jordan era. Yeah. He's that guy.
Hey, you guys could have had him.
I know it. Well, you know what? We had Mitch Trubisky, so we're not sweating it either.
Yeah, so yeah, we're good. We got Mitch. It's,
you know, a buddy of mine was over last night. We were watching the game, and we said he's a Bears fan, too. And we realized if we got Pat Mahomes, we would have turned him into Mitch Trubisky.
You would have screwed it up.
Yeah, and I mean, Andy Reid is a great head coach for a quarterback.
Right.
And you guys have developed them perfectly. It's like you guys just did it right.
I just found out today. I mean, there's so much passion on that team, you know. And I kept wondering. I'm sure you saw when Kelce came off the field and took a cheap shot at Andy Reid, and nobody said anything about it. I mean, nobody was like, "What was that about?" And Andy Reid comes out and says, "Hey, that's okay, man." I mean, he came up to me and he goes, "Put me in. I want to play. I can score."
I mean, the culture of each team matters so much. And as a fan, I will say it's nice to see the Chiefs culture under Andy Reid. You know, the Belichick era of players don't matter. It's just the organization.
Right.
It was nice to see Tom Brady because he was so special. But I don't believe in that culture. So I like when the players are the ones that are celebrated because they're the ones who are putting their bodies on the line.
Right.
That's who we're cheering for. So a coach who respects the players just makes it a lot easier from the outside to
It's such a special group, you know. I mean, they just seem to all care about each other, and it starts with Andy Reid and flows down through Mahomes, of course. And, you know, the thing that people don't understand that don't live in Kansas City is the fact that these guys also invest in the community. You know, Patrick Mahomes, he's from Texas, and he loved Whataburger, and we had no Whataburgers in Kansas City. Now we get 25.
Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. He owns half of them.
He brought his favorite hammer.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I'll tell you, Randy, you know where I thought you were going with this?
Where?
That he was working at the hospital with children. He was doing great work. He brought his favorite hamburger to every corner of Kansas City. He just, I would not call that charity work, Randy.
He just wanted a Whataburger close by.
You know what? Pat Mahomes is really doing God's work in Kansas City. He's giving his favorite curly fries to every block.
He's a visiting angel, man. I mean,
You know what? We're also good for him.
And he also owns a pretty good percentage of the Kansas City Royals now.
Does he really?
Yeah, and his wife owns the women's soccer team here. So they're not going anywhere.
No, they're deep in.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Hey, we're talking to Jake Johnson here in the National Defense. Speaking of Vegas, I just finished watching the episode where you guys were in Vegas on Minx. Man, I got to tell you, and I know you executive produced that show too. What a cool thing to see 70s Vegas. And I don't know how you did that, but I mean, perfect.
Yeah, you know, the set design, the direction of Minx is so special. Honestly, one of the fun reasons about doing a show like that is, you know, I was born in 78. So I missed the 70s besides from all the photos of me being held by like my uncles and aunts and my parents.
Right.
And there's all these photos of me and my siblings and like all these legends with huge mustaches and cans of beer, you know, rocking a heater in their hands where I'm like,
right.
When did everybody look so cool? You know, nowadays the photos, they all have like kombuchas and short hair. So part of the reason was like, man, I just want to be around a group of extras who look cool for once.
Right. You're smoking on airplanes.
It's unthinkable. Even whenever we're on that set and we're in a restaurant and all the extras light up, I do have memories of it. I remember there were smoking sections of restaurants.
Right.
I remember there was we grew up across the street from McDonald's, and there was a room you could go to Nick D's and smoke cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we still have in Kansas City, you got video of Lenny the Cool on the sideline smoking a smoking a cigarette while he's, you know, on the sidelines.
I mean, what is his name? Jim Leland, the old Pirates.
Yeah.
The best clips are he's in the dugout smoking a hitter. It's as funny as it gets. It might be who you're talking about, the old kids, because I'm remembering it right, but that quarterback at halftime, who's sitting there all tired, just ripping a smoke. So funny, man.
I mean, we still
have it with dip. You know, ball players are still using dip. That's going to get banned soon. They're going to not allow that. You got these guys with this big hunk of chew in their mouth. I'm going to go like, the government's got this. They're going to get involved in that soon.
Well, and that's what that's back in the days when I used to love to watch golf, you know, when nobody was fit. Nobody's fit.
Yeah.
Nobody's working out.
He is the best golfer in his stories. To have a big fat guy who drinks 150 Diet Cokes and then wins. I do miss the day when athletes were just good at a game rather than since the time they were 4 years old have been perfectly trained.
Right, right.
I had it with UFC too. I don't know if you follow UFC at all in mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got into it probably like 15 years ago, 16 years ago, where it used to be like a big fat striker who had like a straight up beer belly versus like a dude with no muscles who did jiu-jitsu. And you'd be watching and be like, I really don't know who's going to win out of this. Now,
right.
Everybody's an athletic freak who does everything.
Right.
And it's become its own thing. But I would like to see a different league, and that is the kind of league that when you're in a bar and it's late and it's getting crazy and you realize, like, oh, there's probably going to be a fight. And you go, like, I think that guy in the mullet is going to try to fight that guy with cauliflower ears. And I'll put my money on cauliflower ears. I got $100 on cauliflower ears over mullet. And then mullet wins with, like, a left hook. And
Jake,
you're like,
that's $1 million. That's a $1 billion idea, man. RGL, the Regular Guys League. Regular Guys League. right? Absolutely. We're talking to Jake Johnson here, the National Defense. Well, talking about fat guys in sports, I remember seeing King Kong Bundy at the Checker Dome in St. Louis. And I went there with my buddy. And we're sitting like first or second row for King Kong Bundy. And, you know, you yell insults at these guys. They never say anything. My buddy says something about King Kong Bundy's mom. And King Kong Bundy looks around at my butt. And I think he shit his pants. I really do.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I had a similar one that happened when it was the late 80s, or early 90s. And Rob Beck, the old closer, was on the Cubs. And this, you know, he looked like the Adam McBride character in Eastbound and Down. I think he might have been an influence. He had the like wavy long hair.
Oh yeah.
Goatee, nice big gut on him. And we were all in the bleachers before, just, you know, everyone was yelling at him. And then somebody yells like, "Hey, Rod Beck, you know, you should be in the All Star game." And he turns around and goes, "Not with my numbers." And then he pauses, and then somebody goes, "Hey, man, like, how many chicks did you get last night?" Obviously, they use more disgusting language. And there's a long pause, and he turns around and he goes, "None." And the whole area just stopped, and we all went like, "All right, man, we'll stop yelling at you."
Right. It's not worth the effort on our part.
Yeah, I was like, I just remember being like, "Oh yeah, they can hear us. They're literally right there. They're just people."
Do you love Nate Bargatze?
Yeah, I think he's very funny.
Yeah, I went to see him the other night in Kansas City, and he had an opener. This guy that he must have he probably weighed 500 pounds, and he, and those guys always wear the same thing, right? They wear a white shirt that's very clingy, and so he comes out, this guy, and he was hysterical, and he's talking about his girlfriend who he really doesn't trust completely, and he goes, "I think I'm one like pillow away from her taking me out of this world," and he said, "And for me, there's no investigation. There's no investigation. The cops show up." He said, "How do you think he died? It could have been heat. You know, who cares?" I mean, nobody's digging into that.
Anything.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford. The motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Kevin Cry doesn't know what California's governor will do. The governor presides over the planet's fifth largest economy. Huge issues. He has L.A., San Francisco, China to deal with. The last thing he's concerned about is Kevin Cry. This is Shasta County. Seriously, don't believe the appointment nonsense. Ignore the lie. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We're talking to Jake Johnson here in the National Defense.
Hey,
let's talk about the music on Minx. I think I brought it up last time, but do you have a hand in picking the music? Because it's extraordinary. It's extraordinary.
I wish I could take credit, but that's Ellen Rappaport, our showrunner. Mm. She's the she's got it really kind of nailed down. She's honestly, for an EP credit on that one, the executive producer. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's more of just a vanity credit. I took that when I was offered that job. I wanted that credit, and I really view it more like if I was a fullback, because sometimes you get a lot of interference from executives,
right,
and they take the show away from the showrunner. And it's a really weird thing. Like, once you get a bad review or if audiences aren't watching it, you now essentially have like a new boss, and that's a member of the studio or the network. And as an executive producer, you can just add another voice of support for your showrunner. So I wish I could take credit for like the Vegas stuff or the music, but it was really her. My role on that was I could pitch on Doug, my character, and say like, could Doug do this? But when I first met Ellen, she had a very clear vision. And some showrunners fake it. And, right, some directors fake it where they'll go like, oh, I know what this is. And as you're talking, you'll be like, you kind of know what it is. And then other ones, it's like in their bones. This felt like a story that she really needed to tell. So I did feel my role on that was put a lot of thought into my character and then just protect her as much as I could.
Man, Renetti is a one of a kind guy. And so I just finished up. I think that same episode had Renetti pitching the idea of an all male tour, right? Right. And my wife goes, oh, that's the beginning of Chippendales. That's the beginning of Chippendales. And then it was summarily rejected. But was that kind of the thought process behind that?
I think so. I remember that was kind of the origin. What was fun about, so for anyone who hasn't seen it, my character is, a 70s pornographer, and his business is taken away from him, season two. So he is no longer the boss. And he becomes the pitch man. And he comes up with this idea of basically Chippendales. And what was fun about shooting that scene was when Doug is pitching to his now new bosses this idea, and they essentially say no, was I knew Doug was right.
Right, right.
It's really fun as an actor. Sometimes you have to do stuff where you're like, I know this is funny, but I can't relate to the character at all. You're like, it's funny. And I will say, at the end of the day, say your lines. But this one was right because the scene had the others winning, and it had Doug being a bit of a goofball with a bunch of guys like dancing in their underwear.
Right.
And the whole day shooting it, everybody on crew was cracking up. Every member of the crew, and some dude had like rip his pants off and he's in his little skimpies, from like the hot mode, like tough guys to like the ladies. Everybody's cracking up. But what was nice about my line saying this is a good idea is I'm like, Doug was right here and everybody else was wrong. There's big money in this.
And I think everybody knew that. Like all the viewers are like, hey, he's right here. He's,
this is fun.
Right, right.
And the truth is, what I love about the premise of the show is that, it's capitalism. And any way to make, and I love capitalism. You know, one of the reasons I took this job is, like, I love our country. I love what we're built off of.
Right.
And when you get terms, this idea of, like, you know, feminism and racism and all these other terms, I'm like, well, if you're a capitalist, you're open to all people. Because it is the structure of our government.
Right, right.
What we see is green.
Right, right, exactly.
So if an idea comes from a woman and everyone goes, hey, I don't believe in women, then you're not a true capitalist.
Right.
Because if the idea is great and it's going to bring us all success, who cares who it's coming from?
Right. Women also have
and
money.
That's what I love about Renetti.
That's the new thing I found out. Women also have money. They have money.
Whoever has money, right. I'm like, great.
Right. Well, you know, I was thinking about you, Jake, because the last time we talked to you, I think the show was just about to hit the air. And then, yeah. And then season two got approved, which I was like, man, that's great. But, and then the actor's strike. And, yeah. You know, and then you got to go through that. And then it was like some weird thing about it's on one network and it's on another.
Yeah, children.
Man, I mean, was that like super frustrating? It had to be super frustrating, right?
You know what it really did for me? And just now being honest. So the reason we got knocked off of HBO Max was not even creative. It was for tax reasons. You know, they had a new, they were open about it. A new guy came in at the top and he made a lot of changes in order to save their company money. You know, they have movies right now that they finished, they haven't released yet, and they're not going to save just the overhead. So I don't even have a judgment. It's how they want to run their business.
Sure.
So then we got knocked to a new place. And so then the new place tried to market it and blah, blah, blah. And then the writer's strike happened. And part of the strike I found really frustrating was we couldn't promote.
Right.
And so you couldn't promote something you were already finished with. And I believe promotion is for the fans. And we make this for the fans. It's to tell people this is finished. But what it really did for me was, so I'm now, during the strike, I started a podcast called We're Here to Help.
Oh, really?
It's been a blast. I think you'll like it, actually. It's with one of my stand-up buddies. His name is Gareth Reynolds. It's all live calls. And we do, it's like an advice thing, but it's a jokey advice thing. We're getting stand-ups with us. We're getting comedians with us.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And the premise is if you went to a bar and you sat down with your buddies and you said, like, I got a problem.
Right.
Well, your buddies aren't going to just rub your back and say, like, we're sorry. They're going to pitch ideas.
Right.
They might be terrible ideas. But they're going to try to pitch you out of this trouble. And then in the end, you're going to go, hey, thanks a lot. I'm not taking any of your advice, but here is what I'm going to do. So we started doing that. And one of the reasons I wanted to do it was in reaction to my bosses controlling when I got to work or not and how they wanted me to market it and how they sold it. And so we've been doing this podcast, and it's been kind of blowing up for us. And so
that's so cool.
My big reaction to how they treated Minx was not to get my feelings hurt and get mad,
right?
But realize it's their ball. They can do what they want. I just got to make sure that I have my own game going too. So the next time I do have a TV show and I work for a big corporation, that's theirs.
Right.
But I always need mine where I can say, like, this is directly to a fan base who likes what I'm doing, and I like doing it, and we have a relationship too, and I'm not going to stop.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
No matter what side of funding the war in Ukraine you fall on, enough is enough.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Congress is taking your tax dollars, but they don't want to offset it by cutting anything else. They'll just throw it onto the pile of trillions of more debt. Cut it from somewhere else in the budget.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watch Out on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
We're talking to Jake Johnson here in the National Defense. Exactly why I started this show instead of continuing to do morning shows around the country, because you know, after a while, you always know that you'll somebody will come to you and go, Randy, we're going in a different direction.
They'll come in and they'll say, hey, Randy, this is great. Hey, do me a favor, don't talk about sports or any of those other. And you go, well, not only do I want to. I know the audience is okay with it. That's what we're doing.
Let me give you an outstanding example of that. You know Jim Rome?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. So I was in San Diego doing mornings. Jim Rome was just coming up. He was doing my sports report on the Mighty 690 XCRA in San Diego. So and Jim told this story on CBS Sports the other day. So they bring me in, and I'm doing the morning show, and I'm doing I'm everything. Yeah, I mean, I'm just doing everything. And Jim is loving it. I mean, Jim is just he's out of his mind. He thinks I'm whatever. And so the program director pulls him aside at one point and says, "Hey, don't go down with this guy. I mean, he's gonna take you down in the mud. Don't do it." And Jim goes, "The guy's hilarious." And he goes, no. You got a promising career, Jim. You need to be not so acerbic." And thank God Jim never took that advice, because that's his whole career, is being acerbic. And
exactly right.
But that's the kind of thing, you know, when you're being directed by the wrong people who have no idea what your vision is.
It goes back to the beginning of this talk call with the, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Mitch Trubisky. If you get drafted on a team and they give you a bad OC and a bad head coach and they don't know how to work with you, well, everybody blames you.
Right.
And so, and they do. And the fan base is, you know, honest to God, like, you know, we both know this. We're very lucky if anybody wants to listen to what we do. That's the game.
Right.
And if they enjoy it, then you have a nice relationship. And so as soon as you can have a relationship with an audience that goes, you guys get, your life gets 1% better when you listen. My life gets 50% better when I get to do it.
Right.
We're happy here.
Right.
Then you get a boss that is going, you're making it harder for me to connect to the only thing that matters, and that's the audience.
Right.
And that's a football player. That's winning.
Absolutely.
So that's what I like. And I'm not done playing the, you know, the Hollywood game. If the right project comes, but what I'm doing now is I'm now working more with the talent. So I'm partnering up with other actors and writers who I respect and forming a team that we're kind of protected before we go out to them.
That's cool.
Because if you realize you could be on a show, you could sell a movie, well, the streamer could go upside down and all of a sudden Netflix and Peacock could can become one thing and all the Peacock shows are dead and you go like, hey, wait a second, I supported my family on this show. You can't just pull the plug.
It's so weird too. Now, you know, you get all these little tiny streaming services. Yeah. You know, we have guests who come on, like, you know, pretty well-known guests that are like, we'll say this, it, with a straight face, you can catch my show on Sweeby or
yeah,
you know, it's like, and I'm like, what is that?
I know exactly what you mean. Well, I mean, I'll tell you this, and this is just being honest. So we grew up in a family. We had one TV. We didn't have cable. So I didn't have cable until I was in my 20s, and it felt like the biggest luxury in the world to be able to go on.
Right.
So to this day, I can't help but just live a little bit old school, and that is, what I mean by that is I have like 3 streamers.
Is that right?
So, yeah, I don't have them all. So a lot of people, every new one they get, and they just add the $12 and the $15. Well, part of it is I can't remember all the passwords.
Right.
So
right.
There's certain networks and there's certain things that I have been in that I haven't seen because I don't have access. And Randy, I've done press for them. And they said, what do you think? And I go, well, I missed one. It was a really great team. And I'm thinking, I don't have the password. That's sad, but true. There's too many.
We see Minx on Amazon Prime for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Because
honestly, that one felt, Minx for me was very clean when it was on HBO Max.
Right.
Then it was the Stars, and I was getting a little bit like, I know it's basic, and I know some people listening who are 22 are going like, would these two geezers shut up? It gets complicated, man. I'm like, I'm not into this trend. I'm not into the trend of, you know, you know, they did it with, what was the short form one? Quibi.
Right. That was good thinking.
Everybody in Hollywood's all of a sudden saying like, so you got a movie idea? And I'd be like, yeah, I've been excited about it. They'd be like, great, can you pitch it to Quibi? And I'm like, I'll pitch it anywhere. What's Quibi? They do it in 90-second intervals. And I'm like, 90 seconds. I can't turn a movie into like 5,000 90-second clips. I don't know how to do that.
90 seconds? I can't film 90 seconds. Are you crazy? Talking about 90 seconds.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. and we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing.
To get the help you need.
To find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
K
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Perfect job representing this character. And I'm not sure if I like the character,
right.
But that's the idea.
Right.
And so everybody on there, like, you know, Jess Lowe, Idara, it's just a murderer's row. It's really a lot of talent, and it is a lot of fun. And you can find it on mushumushu.com.
It's on my belt, mybelt.com.
The way you can find it is you have to walk around the woods, look up in the trees, and you might see it on a branch. And if you see it, watch it, because it's going to be on a different branch soon.
It's also showing on my Starlink satellite. Just on the top of the satellite, you can see it.
It's going to jam 515 through 570. It's going to be one of those.
I want to go back to your podcast because that I am so intrigued by this. We're here to help because you've just described my life, and it's usually golf buddies or
so the thought of the show is that it's
I love that
people coming in just like in a bar, because what I do with my friends and what we all believe in and what I've always believed in is I don't like the friend who just kisses butt.
Yeah, right.
If
right
I'm on the line,
yeah,
as a friend you gotta call me out,
right?
And
right,
so the fun of the show is that some callers were totally with and some callers were not, and we're saying, like, we got to get you out of trouble here. Like, there was a woman who just called in who has a dog center. And I just bring this one up because I was against her a little bit on it.
Wait a minute. Set this up, and then let me start with the advice before you tell me what you said. Okay.
Yes, fair. So she has a dog center watching her place, and her husband notices on the dog cam that the woman came in, brought her boyfriend, and a bunch of cameras. They then did a little bit of research and found out that she's got an OnlyFans account.
Oh.
So now they realized, oh, she's using our house as, like, her set for her OnlyFans video with her boyfriend or her husband, whoever the guy was.
Oh, wow.
So she's like, well, I got really frustrated, and I didn't find that acceptable. So that I got on and paid to subscribe to her OnlyFans. You see, if my house was there, what do I do now? So where are you at?
So she paid the money to get on.
Under her name.
Under her name?
Yes.
Number one, there has to be some kind of a charge for at least a trade agreement with the dog sitter. So you don't, you don't pay her anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
but the payment's done. The house, I mean, this was over. This was done. They were already.
They were done. So what did you guys tell her?
So the first thing I said, well, you can't hire her again unless you don't care. You know, certain people go like,
right.
Great,
right.
Use the place.
Right.
You know, that's why we clean the sheets. But I know, I said, but as a friend to you, you are out of control. You can never go to OnlyFans as your own name. And I go, now imagine if she didn't film anything. Imagine if the cameras were just to, like, take photos of them and the dogs, right?
Right, right.
You stalked your dog sitter, got on her OnlyFans, started following her, and then fired her.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
You know, with her, I'm like, you got to clean up this mess because you're in a load of trouble. She might think, like, yeah, my dog said I had a lot of fun. the person I knew creeped out, looked at me naked, watched me have sex, and then fired me. What am I, that ugly? Am I that bad at sex that I can't watch her dog?
And now these are real calls, right?
These are all, so now they're 100% real, and then we do something fun where, and it used to be different. I used to overproduce it.
Right.
Where I would pre-screen the calls and I would read about them and I'd go back and forth.
Right.
But what we realized is our producer, Kevin, who's really great, he oversees that. So Gareth and I don't know what the call's going to be.
I love it.
So when the thing starts, we all have our headphones on. It just starts. It is as new to us as it is to the audience.
I love that.
And our guest is the same way.
And so you guys can have that reaction.
So we don't know. And, you know, the truth is we've got, you know, the calls. We only air the ones that work. There are a lot that, like, you know, it's not clear. We don't know. So we are taking it live. And it's not live to the audience, but it is live to us.
I love that. Oh, man, what a great. And it's called We're Here to Help.
Yes, it's a load of fun. It's on YouTube. It's on anywhere you can listen to podcasts. You can go out in the woods and find it up in a tree branch, true. It's on 500 to 600.
Is it on Squidgy? You guys on Squidgy?
It's on Squidgy. It's on Mushu Mushu. It's on Kung Pao Chicken. You can find it.
So now, I don't know. I don't. Are you married? I don't know if you are married. If you're not married.
Yeah.
You are married?
I'm married.
What are
you?
Okay, here's my deal. So for Valentine's Day, they're having the Super Bowl parade on Valentine's Day here. I'm. Are you like me? Are you like me? Are you just sick of Super Bowl parades?
You know, I don't partake in them because I'm a Chicago Bears fan.
but my idea of a Valentine's Day gift, the perfect Valentine's Day gift, is to take my wife to the Super Bowl parade.
So here's where you might be okay. So yeah. I've got two daughters. I've got twin 10-year-old girls.
Okay.
My kids have never cared about sports.
Right.
And I'm not one of those dads being like, because I love it, you need to
right.
follow your own passion.
Right.
I have a buddy who can come and stare at the game with me. I just want my kids near me.
Right.
They don't have to be doing what I'm doing. They just have to be near.
Right.
Because of a lady with blonde hair who sings country songs, my kids care a little bit. All of a sudden, they know who Kelsey is.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, they know who, you know, they did have a funny moment. One of my daughters who was less interested, there was the clip of Kelsey banging into Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah.
And she did get confused of which one was Kelsey, which really made me question Taylor Swift's view of what's a handsome man.
You're right.
And she goes, my one daughter goes like, that's Kelsey. And my other daughter goes, which one? And I'm like, how did you say that? Taylor Swift isn't with the 300-pound 60-year-old with an enormous mustache. She's as rich and successful as a human being,
right?
But she's making a pick, and she goes, I'm Taylor Swift. I can have any man on planet Earth. I choose Andy Reid.
Actually, that would be a much better story. That would be a much better story.
Yeah, if she's going to choose Andy Reid, it's going to be to run her offense of a football team. It's not going to be to hop in the sack with him. Right?
I want to call in to your podcast now and say, listen, my daughter is seeing Andy Reid and she's dog sitting for us. We discovered cameras up all over the place, but yeah, I got, my wife is, I was telling a story the other day, she's known as the queen of supplements. And so she just, every day, she just says, she hands me stuff and she goes, either drink this or take this or whatever. And I say, what is it? And she says, it's good for you. And I just do it like a, you know, like a robot. And I mean, is your wife?
We better hope she doesn't turn on you, Randy.
Exactly. I'm done for because,
She's gotcha.
She's right by the, yeah, absolutely.
I just don't know. When I think about these supplements, I don't know if history is going to tell us that they were the smartest thing and people are going to live 15 years longer, or if we are fools and we are taking pills of nothing and spending all of our money and going like, I drank another disgusting potion that did nothing for my body.
Ozempic.
Well, I know that's working. Yeah. Half of Hollywood weighs about 95 pounds.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, no. This isn't real life, guys. You guys are getting way too thin. You guys look sick.
And they're like, no, we're just working out. We're working out
a lot.
Yeah,
just working out. The first time in my life it's working. And we all have little bruises on our stomachs where the injection was. What happened? Did the barbell fall on your stomach?
Jake, man, it is so great always talking to you. Thank you so much for the time. I'm going to check out this podcast. I cannot wait. How many episodes have you guys done so far?
We've released about 50, but we got a bunch banked. So Gareth is a 20-year friend. He's a diehard Packer fan. We've been close buds forever. So
that's so cool.
He pushed me to do this, and doing it with him is just, it's not work.
Yeah.
So we just keep banking them because they're honestly fun to do. Whenever we don't have another gig, he'll be like, I'm in town, because he's a touring stand up. And I'll be like, I got Tuesday open until 2. We're like, let's just fill it. So we made about 100 of them. I think we've released about 50.
Oh, that's cool. Do you listen to podcasts? Bunch of podcasts?
You know, I do. There's a one called Heavyweight, which I really like. But I always try to find ones that really kick for me. And then when I can, I just binge them too fast. So I'm currently looking for new ones.
I'm listening to the Dave Coulier Full House Rewind podcast.
Interesting. Why?
It's a big behind the scenes thing.
And you like it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you a big Full House guy, Randy?
Well, my kids were.
The world.
Yeah, so now I'm like, what really happened on that show? And it's amazing, you know, when you break it all down. Well, you know, I mean, just those little behind-the-scenes kind of moments.
It's a big part of the industry. It really, I mean, you know, there's this whole reputation that Hollywood is, you know, dark and there's big conspiracies. And the reality is that might be happening somewhere. But most of them, it's just a big business with a lot of personalities.
Right.
And then with a lot of unique talents.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because a lot of these actors, they come from all over the country. And they're like just some kid in a mall who was really funny. And you're like, you know, you're just gifted. And then these writers, there's just a lot of talent and a lot of ego and not a lot of time and a lot of money. And so it creates this like really intense pressure cooker. That's really fun to be part of.
I just finished reading the Judd Apatow book about Gary Shandling.
Shandling was the best.
But I mean, what a kind of a tortured soul that guy was.
He put himself through it because he really cared about it being just right.
Right.
But when you watch something like the Larry Sanders Show, which I just kind of rewatched during the pandemic, I'm like, I know you put yourself through it, but I'm kind of glad you did selfishly because this show is so good.
I know.
When you watch this, like, The Sopranos, I'm like, my God, is that good television.
Right. and yet all everybody's talking about is, will there be a new girl reunion?
I mean, that's a big jump. We just went from Sopranos to a reunion.
That's the question in everybody's mind, Jake.
Well, here's the truth, Randy. I'm going to give you breaking news. We are all interested in, yes, Lamorne Morris, who played Winston, won't do it. He won't do it.
Why?
So he says that we can't afford him. He says we're beneath him. He's going to be in the new SNL movie playing Garrett Morris. He said he does all these BMO commercials. And he said, like, he's now the face of the bank. He's not the face of some show from the from 10 years ago. So he's been very difficult. He's got a new podcast that started, I think, this week, The Morning After. So he's trouble. He's in trouble, baby. We can get Lamorne on board. Something might happen.
Well, I keep working on him, man. I mean.
Yeah, he's just trouble.
Jake,
there's always one trouble in the group.
Hey, thank you so much, man. It's great talking to you. And I can send you some Chiefs gear. I can send you some Chiefs gear that just came out today.
Amazing. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you, man.
See you
later.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. After a Madisonville, Texas veteran lost his home to a fire Tuesday morning, local veterans banded together to help. Jacob McWhorter lost his home, which was located along Highway 21. McWhorter says he's still standing because his service dog, Maddie May, alerted him of the fire just in time. It started up here in the corner and the flames were already halfway through the house, he said. About 30 seconds after she got me out, the whole front end fell in. If it weren't for her, I wouldn't be here. Thursday morning, a group of veterans and community members cleaned up what remained of the project. Madison County Veterans Service Office organized the event. Those who volunteered their time say it's the duty instilled in their heart.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.